Right, thanks very much for your patience. It's just that I thought it was appropriate that you got an opportunity to read the documentation, hurried though that be, because it was an item that was important to get onto the agenda. So I'll just get Peter to introduce the document. Thanks.
Thank you, Chair. This is an application for the erection of 3 office/laboratory buildings at the Edinburgh Technopole, which is Bush Farm Road, Roslyn. The site is within the wider Midlothian Science Zone at the Bush Estate, an established science park located in a parkland setting. Planning policies support appropriate development which is compatible to the development of the science park and development which promotes and supports the bioscience sector and research and development employment opportunities. The proposed buildings are 2-storey structures and are of a contemporary design which is compatible with the other modern architectural styles elsewhere across the science park. The building will provide over 6,000 square metres of floor space and will be used as offices and laboratories. The site layout also includes 240 parking spaces and pedestrian links to the existing footpath network. The vehicular access will be via Bush Farm Road. There have been 2 representations supporting the application and consultation responses from Transport Scotland, SEPA, the Council's Environmental Health Manager, the Council's Policy and Road Safety Manager, and the Council's Archaeological Advisor. There is an outstanding objection from Transport Scotland, and as such, the Council cannot determine the application without first referring the application to the Scottish Ministers. The objection concerns the traffic implications that the development has on the A702, which is a trunk road. There is an understanding by the partners of the Midlothian Science Zone, which includes the applicant, the Council and Transport Scotland, that road and transport infrastructure needs to improve as the science park expands and develops. However, whilst parties are in negotiations about a potential solution, there is a risk that the delaying the processing of this application may see local companies and jobs being lost, and as such, it is necessary to progress the application timorously. And it is for this reason why this application has been brought forward in this very unusual manner. And the recommendation, as referred in the paperwork, is to support the application but refer it to the Scottish Ministers, which will be advised of a recommendation to grant planning permission subject to securing developer contributions and conditions.
Thanks very much for that, Peter. As I say, I can't quite believe that we've reached the impasse that we have, and I just hope that all members agree with the recommendation, which is to approve, although we do have to refer it to Scottish Ministers. I understand that, but nevertheless, I mean, we're talking about key quality jobs in Midlothian that are existing in Midlothian as we speak, that want to move into the Easterbush development area. I mean, it's an area that's been identified over many years as one of the world leaders in some of the research and development that they do there. And there's been a number of ministers over the years, from Scottish Government and indeed from National Government, that have come out there and visited and have gone away with a warm opinion of what we are doing in a cluster is right and proper. I think, in a sense, dare I say, the gloves are off a little bit with regard to Transport Scotland. I think it's all very well when we're directed by Scottish Government departments to support economic development, see growth in the county, etc., etc., and all of a sudden Transport Scotland say, you can't do this, and don't blame us. Well, actually, Transport Scotland have the role and responsibility to go to the government ministers and ask for the adequate funding to be put in there in order that we can develop the area. Now, if there are problems there on the trunk roads, don't come back and blame Midlothian Council. So I'm to say the least, a little bit angry about the response, a bit angry that it's gone on since January with Transport Scotland being unable to make their minds up about where they want to go. I mean, already the Easterbush development was talked about as a strategic development within the city deal. Now, I know the city deal has stopped at this moment in time, or should I say stuttered along, and hopefully come when we get past June and July, we might be back on track again to get that resolved. But it just seems to me that there's an opportunity here to get things moving, to show that we do really mean that we want to see the Easter Bush as number one in the world. And I say that not because I've been up there on many occasions, and some of the work that's been done there is actually fantastic and is beholding to the eye and in really on lead edge stuff. And I think to lose this, and not only lose companies from Roslyn and not moving over to the bush, but actually moving out of Midlothian and indeed Scotland. And I think that, you know, in a sense, I hope we pass this today. I hope we actually, and one of the things that we do when they talk about a roundabout, that should be considered as part of the city deal, and I would like the officers to certainly take that one away and discuss that one with the other authorities within the city deal. But I also hope that we can perhaps make representation to both ministers, both the transport side and the local government side, in order to say, and probably actually it would be easier just to have the one minister and go to the Cabinet Secretary for Infrastructure and Economic Development, which is Keith Brown, make representation from this council that we really want to see things happening, and that this council is prepared to make it happen, prepared to support what the government are talking about, investment in jobs and opportunities, and we're getting into a stalemate position because of Transport Scotland. Now, hopefully, if we pass this today and it gets remitted there, they might see the error of their ways and pull that particular objection. You can't guarantee that, so I would really look for the support of this committee to make the representation that I feel is needed and required. Councillor Mulligan.
Yeah, Russell. Firstly, I think you should be thanking the officers for getting this report up here today. This was something that raised its head on Friday, and alarm bell started ringing when you see some of the more prominent companies in the biotech industry and the science industries standing up and saying, look, we've waited long enough for this to be resolved, we're off, we're leaving, and the hundreds, if not thousands of jobs that go along with it, ancillary jobs that come up along with that, going to be lost, as you say, Russell, not only to Midlothian, but actually to Scotland. You're right to point out that Transport Scotland have a fund that they're given by the Scottish Government, and they should be looking to see what they're prioritising. And the fact that this type of economic growth and in the science industries is seen as one of the main ways in which Scotland can flourish would actually indicate that perhaps this is an area that's been missed by Transport Scotland. So I would actually ask, I'm going to be voting in favour of this, I think everybody around this table here today will be. I'm going to ask that we try to make urgent arrangements to meet with both ministers and the Minister for Transportation to put pressure on Transport Scotland to get this resolved, because quite simply saying to the companies, and as far as I'm led to believe, most of the companies in this estate have signed up to contributing towards essential infrastructure. However, I think we need a leader on that to say, well, look, here's the big plan, here's what the cost is, here's how much Transport Scotland will put in, and here's how much we expect companies are going to put in. Because quite frankly, if it's going to continue to develop, there's something that either the Scottish Government, Transport Scotland or the Council could think about front-loading and then clawing the money back as development comes in. But I think getting the development in should be the biggest goal to this. As I say, is the Bush, Roslyn Technopark, the bio-industries, they really are at the heart where we are here. So I think it's really important that we get this done, get it through, and get a meeting as early as this week, if it's possible, along with officers, yourself, Russell, or whoever's necessary, even pulling in the MSP, etc., to put pressure on the ministers to intervene here. And I'm sure, as soon as they're aware of this, I'm sure they will intervene. So hopefully we can get consent for this today, and we'll guarantee the future of thousands of jobs for young people in Midlothian.
Thanks, Chair. I just wanted to echo some of the comments that you made yourself. I think this is really, really important, not just for the Midlothian West Ward, but for economic development across Midlothian. I do want to note on record my concerns about the infrastructure around there as well. So I agree with Councillor Mulligan, it would be good to get that resolved quickly, and I would also like to pick up on his point about making sure that we meet with MSP as well, and to make sure that we're all working together. But I'm happy to support the recommendation to accept the proposals.
I just in a spirit, if it's going to be the whole council is going to agree this, would it be worth actually having an all-party delegation to meet the ministers? I think it would actually show that the council is actually pulling together in this, Derek. And I think that would be worthwhile doing. I think it would actually show that. I think it would actually show that we're actually deadly serious about this.
I think that's a valid point, and I think, yes, if we can agree that, then that's it's a way forward, and it shows that we're actually meaning as a council. Yes. Okay. Right, well, thank you very much for your attendance today. Oh, sorry, Councillor Johnson.
I'd like to say I made a mistake, and Councillor Muirhead has pointed it out to me, which I'm very thankful for him doing. So on item 5.12 at the beginning, I declared an interest to say I had spoken with the applicant. I had not. I had spoken with the objector. Thank you.
Okay. Right. Aye. For the record, okay. Well, thanks very much for your attendance.